had also been told to other Cree children. I will never forget how we kids would gather around and watch the Wawate. When certain that we were alone and that no one else could hear us, we would speak in our beautiful Cree language, telling each other things like, "There, see that one is the spirit of my mama who died when I was little. She has come to dance for me. She is telling me to be strong and that she loves me." We would also ask the spirit angels to take dream letters to our parents and grandparents and to bring their dream letters back to us. All mail to and from children was censored. Any mail written in Indian was destroyed. Basically, the only letters that we were allowed to send our parents were the lies that the teacher wrote on the blackboard and we copied as our own. There was no limit to our misery. Yet in our own very special way, we found moments of peace with Wawate. Although this was a very long time ago, I remember the tranquil feelings that came over me and the other children as we stood before our heavenly altar looking skyward. We went to bed those nights with smiles on our faces and we slept well. The spirit angels had lifted us to our feet when our wings had trouble remembering how to fly.
Indian Residential School Survivor Society, British Columbia, Canada. For all the people who read this book, may they be forever enlightened. By shining the light on a dark part of our past, we have a chance to create a bright new day for Aboriginals and all Canadians. We will all know what happens and then come to realize that what happens now and our vision for a future together is what really counts. Together we will stand for what is right, and the intention of Indian residential schools and colonization will not happen again. With deep respect, Chief Robert Joseph, Executive Director, Indian Residential School Survivors Society, British Columbia, Canada.
Peter Truman's Thoughts on Wawate, read by John Sanfilippo. The book makes it clear not everyone responsible for the 100-year history of the residential schools was a monster, but the effect of the schools, even the better ones, was monstrous. That the people in charge of Aboriginal affairs failed to see what misery they would bring was not just misguided, but was criminally stupid. It makes one glad to be alive in 2013. When the Western world is relatively humane, but those early errors in our country's history make one wonder what we are blind about today. During the time of the residential schools, there were even a few people in evidence that I would describe as evil. In particular, the Anglican principal of Pelican Lake Indian Residential School, Reverend Marshall, more to be reviled than revered. He was no man of any god I've ever heard of. Indeed, he was a racist brute. I quite agree that the book should be part of our school curricula.
This happened many years ago. I remember that awful day as if it were yesterday.
When I was 6 years old, I ended up in an Indian residential school. I spent 10 lost years of my life there.
Knowing what I know now, I wish that I had hidden so that they could not have found me.
Hello, I'm Bob Wells, and I authored Wawate. My dear friend Moochum Joe said that I had a spirit that was different than most white kids that he knew, and he asked me to draw the words on paper that told of how bad Indian people were being treated, and to draw them true.
I have never forgotten looking out of the train window and seeing my parents crying.
So 65 years later, the time was getting to where I'd better get started, and sat down and started to scribble out Wawate.
I will never forget how we kids would gather around and watch the Wawate, the Northern Lights, There, see that one is the spirit of my mama who died when I was little. She has come to dance for me. She is telling me to be strong and that she loves me.
What I hope that you get out of this book is an understanding of the history and the dilemma that people are faced with today, and that we as a nation can live in better harmony than we have in the past, and that we can all enjoy the fruits and benefits that the great country of Canada provides.
Tell this country about the real history between us. Our mutual healing and reconciliation depend on it.
The future does not just happen, it is created. It is for this reason alone that I tell my story.
Hi, this is John Sanfilippo from Titan Sound in Kingston. That's T-Y-T-O-N Sound. You're listening to Sheila Rosalie at CFRC 101.9 FM on Aboriginal Voices, broadcasting from the campus of Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario.
Now here's the awesome Tom Jackson performing the Huron Carol.
Sent angel choirs instead. Before their light, the stars grew dim, and wandering hunters heard the hymn. Jesus, your King is born. Jesus is born. In it shouts his glory. Of broken bark, the tender babe was found. A ragged robe of rabbit skin enwrapped his beauty round. And as the hunter braves drew night, the angel song rang loud and high. Jesus, your King is born. Jesus is born. In excelsis gloria. The earliest moon of winter time is not so round and fair as was the ring of glory upon that helpless infant there. The chiefs from far before him knelt with gifts of fox and beaver pelt. Jesus, your King is born. Jesus is born. In excelsis gloria. Children of the forest free, O sons of Manitou, that holy child of earth and heaven is born today for you. Come kneel before the radiant boy who brings you beauty, peace, and joy. Jesus, your King is born. Jesus is born. In excelsis gloria. In excelsis gloria.
That was Canada's very own Tom Jackson, and he sings that so beautifully, doesn't he? Canada's first Christmas carol, the Huron Carol. And now I have some very important messages for you.
Feeling happy? Feeling sad? Feel like rocking? Feeling glad? Blues on Saturday evening from 6 till 8 delivers blues medicine like no other. Blues Project entertains young and old every week. I'm your host, Wayne Vernett, and I'll be here for you to send out good blues for whatever ails you or to get some serious toe-tapping going. That's CFRC 101.9 FM. And you can also catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. Till then...
And this is Sheila Rosalie on Aboriginal Voices here at CFRC 101.9 FM, Queen's University Radio. And now I'm going to introduce to you another of our longtime broadcasters, Rick Jackson, and he's going to tell you about the history of the Huron Carol.
The Huron Carol is Canada's first Christmas carol written by Jean de Brébeuf, one of the Jesuit missionaries who served in New France during the first half of the 17th century. The carol was first known under the title 'Twas the Moon of Wintertime and was taught to the Hurons around 1642. After a war with the Iroquois, it was one of the things that survived. Father de Villeneuve, a Jesuit missionary at Loretta from 1747 to 1794, wrote down the words to the carol as he remembered. It was later translated into French by Paul Picard, an Indian notary who worked in Quebec. The first printed version of the Huron Carol appeared in Ernest Myron's book, Old Carols of New France, and John Edgar Middleton wrote an English interpretation rather than a translation twice removed from the Huron original. Brébeuf, who left New France in 1629 after the Kirk brothers captured Quebec, wrote the Huron Carol on his return home to Quebec in 1633, when he founded the Huron Mission. He learned the Huron language and customs, and in return, the Hurons admired him because he was a tall man. Brébeuf's compassion for them led to his writing of the carol. It became a favorite song among the Hurons and was passed down from one generation to another. Brébeuf was killed at St. Ignace on March 16, 1649. Middleton, who interpreted the Huron Carol into English, lived from 1872 to 1960. He attended Ottawa Normal School and was a teacher, journalist, and poet. Middleton wrote several plays, historical books, a volume of poetry, and two novels. His version of the Huron Carol was published in 1927. It is also known as Jesus Anatonia in Huron and means Jesus is born. It is found in the papers of Father Villeneuve after his death in 1794. Here is Leona Boyd with the prelude on the Huron Carol, followed by Bruce Colburn with the Huron Carol sung in Huron.
You've been just listening to Bruce Cockburn singing the Huron Carol in Huron, Jésus à Tonia. And before that, the beautifully talented Leona Boyd playing the Huron Carol. And thank you to Rick Jackson, who did the commentary all about that beautiful first Christmas Canadian carol.
Hi, this is Graham Juno, the news coordinator at CFRC, and you're listening to Aboriginal Voices. This next song by the Stairwell Carolers is going to be Les Anges dans nos campagnes. You just heard the Stairwell Carolers with Les Anges dans nos campagnes. And for me and all the staff at CFRC, je vous souhaite une joyeux Noël.
And now, listeners of Aboriginal Voices, get ready for some electronic powwow music. Since I've been including some of the disc jockeys here at CFRC, I'm going to tell you about a group that is made up of disc jockeys, and they're from Ottawa, Ontario. And the group is called A Tribe Called Red. Here for your enjoyment is a modern piece of Aboriginal music by A Tribe Called Red. Native Puppy Love. Enjoy.
Oh,
How did you enjoy that modern Aboriginal music by A Tribe Called Red? You just heard Native Puppy Love. And now we're going to have a switch. We're going to do a different type of music. We're going to do a jazzy, bluesy song. And here to announce it is Wayne Vermette, host of The Blues Project, every Saturday night on CFRC from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
For Aboriginal Voices, this is Wayne Vermette. I do Blues Project. I'm Aboriginal, but I don't do the program. Eartha Kitt can sing it, and she's going to do Santa Baby for you right now.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Wasn't that great? Eartha Kitt singing Santa Baby. And now you're going to hear from CFRC broadcaster Howard Bonner. Howard does our Saturday morning show from 10 till noon called This Old Hat.
Gene Autry, who was a telegraph operator when he was discovered by a fellow by the name of Will Rogers, one of the performers and legends in American entertainment. Gene Autry went on to record, to play the part of Gene Autry, the movie cowboy, and, of course, a radio station owner and the owner of the Los Angeles Angels baseball team. He did very well with all of his hillbilly stuff. We're going to reach back to around the year 1938-1939 for a poem that they came across and put music to by the name of Here Comes Santa Claus. And then we'll follow that with another little poem by the name of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Here's Gene Autry.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, oh, what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa Claus knows we're all God's children, that makes everything right. So fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out that it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Happy holidays, folks, wherever you may be.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Thank you. very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Christmas just wouldn't be Christmas if we didn't hear those two songs from our past. Gene Autry, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and before that, Here Comes Santa Claus.
Greetings, listeners. This is Sea Legs, and I'd like to introduce our next holiday favorite. This one is A Sailor's Christmas from Jimmy Buffett from the 1996 album Christmas Island. So, yarr, enjoy me hearties.
Sail on the horizon's got a landfall rendezvous. The captain steers a well-known course. He steers a straight and true. As he trams the sheets, he sings a song he learned on boats and bars. The sailor spends his Christmas in a harbor neath the stars. He's traveled through the doldrums, typhoons and hurricanes. He's logged a million soggy miles with water on his brain. But Christmas is the season better suited for dry land. He'll tell some lies, meet some spies, and dance barefoot in the sand. Sailor spends his Christmas in a harbor on the hook. Kali-kali, no work today, let's shelve the old logbook. The waterfront is reveling, the season has begun. A sailor spends his Christmas in a harbor having fun. There's a party down at Lux Select, all music, rum and cheers. Faces in the shadows, God, I haven't seen for years. The mast and shrouds are filled with lights neath the waning of the moon. There's an air of celebration in the realm of King Neptune. Sailor spends his Christmas in a harbor on the hook. Kali-kali, no work today, let's shelve the old logbook. The waterfront is reveling, the season has begun. A sailor spends his Christmas in a harbor having fun. Jesus was a fisherman who walked upon the sea. The North Pole is the ocean's remote frozen balcony. The continents keep drifting, but the children sing and play. 'Cause nothing really matters, after all, it's Christmas Day. The sailor spends his Christmas in a harbor on the hook. Callicolay, no work today, he read it in a book. The waterfront is reveling, the season has begun. A sailor spends his Christmas in a harbor having fun. A sailor spends his Christmas in a harbor having fun.
Jimmy Buffett's A Sailor's Christmas. And now I'm going to play one of my most favorites by the awesome man of mystery himself, Leon Redbone. You're going to hear Leon's favorite Christmas song from his Christmas CD called Christmas Island. Here is Kitty Cat's Christmas. Enjoy.
Six wants strings that are silver and gold. Beau wants balls, new and old. Susie wants twisties, twisted or not. That's what the kitty cats want for Christmas.
Wants strings that are silver and gold. Beau wants bows, new and old. Susie wants twisties, twisted or not. That's what the kitty cats want for Christmas. Christmas time is coming soon. Time to decorate the room. The cats will help with a ball of twine every year around Christmas time. Gifts for all and gifts for me, piled up high around the tree. Pretty soon it won't be long, then we'll sing this Christmas song. Island girls and island boys, Christmas morning, Christmas toys. Wide eyes gleaming, beaming with joy. That's what the tallyman knows is Christmas.
Island mornings filled with sun, warming the hearts of everyone. Even the shellfish when they see Christmas you and the coconut tree. Gifts for all and gifts for me, piled up high around the tree. Pretty soon it won't be long, then we'll sing this Christmas song.
Christmas time is coming soon, time to decorate the room. The cats will help with a ball of twine every year around Christmas time.
Gifts for all and gifts for me, piled up high around the tree. Pretty soon it won't be long, then we'll sing this Christmas song. Island mornings filled with sun, warming the hearts of everyone. Even the shellfish when they see Christmas you and the coconut tree. Coconuts, mangoes, papayas too, what a man and honey do. Lights on the trees
and vines, is what we say on that Christmas night.
That's the multi-talented Leon Redbone performing Kitty Cat's Christmas from his Christmas CD called Christmas Island. And I was very happy to meet Leon when he played in Kingston, and he took time when he sold his CDs to autograph every one of them for his enthusiastic fans.
Wow, folks, this is CFRC at 101.9 FM.
You're listening to Aboriginal Voices with Sheila Rosalie on CFRC.
Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/CFRC.
This is Sheila Rosalie at 101.9 FM CFRC, and you're listening to Aboriginal Voices. I have a special treat for you now. Canada's own Don Ross and the beautiful instrumental Once in Royal David City. Enjoy. You've just heard Don Ross performing that lovely instrumental version of Once in Royal David City.
This is Diane Stapley, and you are listening to Sheila Rosalie at 101.9 FM CFRC and streaming live on the web at cfrc.ca.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from JB on the Big RC. Now here's Feliz Navidad from Jose Feliciano.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad.
That was a great live version of Jose Feliciano singing Feliz Navidad. Now, from Phyllis Sinclair, from her new CD of 2013 entitled Wish List, you will hear Minoa Awasis, which means beautiful child. Enjoy!
Keep a miss a mouth, Kappa sees it, Minno awasis, a kako sat maka, peita pua, kanawa pamachi. εκείνε πάντα. Κούκους πέιετ μούνα μακαμάτο μένω αουάσι και βίσα κίτεν κάνα βάπαμεν ίσκο εισάκαστεκ. The kiwi chowin. Sakimen Isakian.